Okay, I'm here with Joe, John and Chris from Incassum. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Very well.
Good, thank you.
Smashing.
Good, good. Okay, so how's Bloodstock for you so far?
Awesome, yeah, we're having a good time.
Very good time. Yeah. Good to be in the VIP area, just sort of chilling, having a few beers and chatting to you.
Yeah. You're playing tomorrow, aren't you? Yeah, on the Jaeger stage at 7:00.
Yeah, we're super stoked for that.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Check it out.
Cool. Yeah, so it's an acoustic set, I take it.
Well, we managed to convince.
Hang on now there, Cowgirl.
We managed to convince them to let us play a full-blown electric set.
Really? Yeah.
So we're really stoked about that.
Well, that's thanks to Simon Hall, who's allowed it, so yeah.
And the stage is actually bigger than most venues, you know, like pop venues anyway, so it's like totally fine, you know. I can't wait for it.
Oh, that's great. So what kind of set can the fans expect then?
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, brutal, all off the new record. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be really good.
Yeah. So you released your new album, Rites of Passage, last year.
Yeah.
How's it been going?
It's been great, yeah. We've been just playing gigs off the back of that for a while. We're going to tour off it a little bit more and with some other rock sector bands towards the close of the year.
Yeah.
And then in the new year, we'll probably start working on a new one.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting. It'll probably be a metal record.
Well, yeah, I hope so. We're definitely going to be metal.
90% sure it'll be a metal record.
Yeah. So have you done any preparing, any writing for that yet? Or?
We're always kind of experimenting with the odd riff and things like that. We haven't really set anything in stone yet, but I'd kind of like maybe the process to be kind of confined to this period of maybe a month or two and try and really just work through it from a very kind of organic kind of level, you know, all of us just really focusing for a month or two on just writing a record rather than just like a long drawn affair. Just really, actually, let's do this, let's go in the studio, because we have the fortune as well, I have a little studio, so we can start recording in our own time, and it'd be nice to start, we're in the studio, not on the clock, but let's just get an album together in this time, rather than, drawing it out, like I said.
No, that's a good point, very good point. I think that what Chris said, if you're writing, I mean, with the last record as well, we had songs that have been written 2 years in between each other, you know, you're at a different headspace, I guess, when you're like that. So if we're writing together in one space, you get that this
more
is where we are.
Really,
yeah, that's it. It's consistency. It's this is where we're at in our heads mentally, and you know, this is what we've produced for. You know, this is what we created artistically.
So how does the writing process work for you? Do you all sort of pitch it together?
Yeah, that's probably the most inconsistent way we write as well. Everyone just ideas, songs, ideas. You want it, you like it, you don't like it, great. Can we work on it? Can we make it better?
A democratic procedure that we go through. But I think the idea of doing something in a much more kind of set way in the new year will produce an even more democratic kind of thing. I think there'll be a lot more collaboration, a lot more ideas jammed out rather than set before going into the room. You know, I think there'll be a lot more experimentation, which should be not really cool.
Okay. So who are your sort of major influences then? What bands do you like?
You start.
Influence? Toto. They're pretty good. Yeah, I also really like, well, Mastodon's probably my favourite band in the world. They're amazing. And lately I've been listening to Lamb of God in preparation for the festival. I'm really stoked on being able to see them.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And obviously I have all the court case stuff done. It'll be nice to see kind of Randy there, you know, with his kind of vindiction kind of fully ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
Sure. Lamb of God is one of the pioneers, like, you know, sort of set the bar, I guess, where like modern contemporary metal bands should be. But I come from I grew up listening to a lot of new metal bands. I know that's a bit of taboo to say that, but I think bands like Korn, they've wrote some great songs, and I think they've got some good albums out. I'm not going to go as far to say as Linkin Park or anything, but I think Korn are the one of the bands I grew up to. But I also listen to a lot of drummers. I'm a geek musician, I like to listen to a lot of metal drummers, gospel and jazz drummers, or just anything that's, anyone who's kind of innovative, who's something that's a bit different. I like to listen to people like that.
Yeah, same sort of stuff for me really. Maiden, all the old greats, of course. A bit of Dream Theater in there for a bit of proggy, more proggy end. But I'm like John with bass players. I find a bass player I like, I have to listen to everything he's ever done. So I have to then go, right, okay, didn't like that record, like that record, like what he did there. Yeah.
But you analyse it, don't you?
Don't like that record. Yeah. So I think that's what makes us a little bit unique, because we all obsess about our instruments of other players and like look at other players and go, right, what would I use that they do? And then I think that all comes together in what we do in a completely different way, because we're not, I wouldn't say I have, like, I mean, if I sat here and listed influences, I could be here all day, because it's just like the amount of stuff that I listen to anyway. And then, but we all have bands in common, and then we all have like little offshoots of different bits and pieces that only I would listen to one type of band and John would listen to someone else. And yeah, so I think that's what pulls it together at the end, is that the reason it sounds like it does is because there's no sort of one core band we're taking from. So much we take from, and so much we listen to, and we're always like going, have you heard of these? Someone will bring in like a new band in, and half of us will like it, half of us won't.
Yeah. Okay. So back to Bloodstock then. Who are you looking forward to seeing apart from Lamb of God, obviously, this weekend?
Go Slayer.
Slayer. Gojira.
Yeah.
Exodus.
International band, this.
Caught Death Angel this morning. They were sweet. They were fucking awesome. On fire as usual. I've been waiting a long time to see them because they hardly ever get over here. I wouldn't mind. I don't know if Municipal Waste have been on yet or not, but I've not been over the main stage for a while, so I wouldn't mind seeing them because they're really good live. King Diamond, I'm looking forward to. Never seen King Diamond.
Got to give a shout out to my friend Chris, who's in Betrayus. So I'm going to check out tomorrow. Good band, so I watched them. Yeah. And then the Sophie Lancaster stage, I think like about midday or something. One o'clock, yeah. And, so I'll be seeing them.
Checked out Absolver this morning, of course.
Yeah, they're ripping it up. Okay, so to finish off, would you like to leave a message for the people listening to this?
Yeah, don't smoke crack.
Have fun, behave, get drunk, sensibly.
In moderation.
I'm trying to give something really like, that's it, that's the best I've got, yeah.
That's as profound as we get. Yeah.
Just enjoy the festival and come see us on the Jaeger stage, come have a drink with us, have a few beers, buy us a few beers.
we always appreciate that.
But yeah, we're around, like, we're in Midgard. If this is going out, we're down in Midgard tent. So we're down the back, right on the back right hand side. So if you want to come down, have a drink, whatever, come down.
Might be a bit late by the time this is.
Oh well, yeah. You never know. Yeah, we're down in Midgard camp, which is a good laugh.
Thank you ever so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the festival, and have a great show tomorrow.
Cheers, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was